I feel again that, you know, nobody does that. And that's the thing about CMA that we want. We want to do things that nobody does. We want to be different. Mm. We want to have, you know, that younger team that's vibrant and positive and passionate and trying to go, you know, and do great houses. And yes, we don't have to do the things we do, but we do them, you know, because we love it.
That's it. It's bloody warm, isn't it, mate? It's hot.
I'm sweating.
It's hot.
It's fucking hot.
Jesus. Fuck, you're right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Where is this green shit coming from? Anyway.
Okay.
Let's do it, yeah?
Do you have an idea of where we're going? We're just going to have a chat about it.
I think we'll just have a chat. I'll just do the introduction and then we can keep going from there.
Don, let's do it.
All right, let's go. Hello and welcome back to the number one home building podcast in Australia. This week, we're doing a bit of a different episode. We thought we'd jump in behind the scenes of CMA and learn a little bit more of how they began, where they started and where they are now. But more importantly, where our potential is as well as a company. For It's really, really exciting. And we get to pick Chris's brain here. Some of these questions answers I probably won't even know as well. So it's going to be very, very interesting. But as usual, let's jump in. Did you want to kick us off, introduce ourselves?
Sounds good. Chris Baptista, director of Homes by CMA, one of the largest and best home builders in Queensland.
100%. And I am Jaden Peters. I am the marketing manager for Homes by CMA. And let's get into it. So I'm not 100% sure where to start. And we can just like...
Well, I feel, you know, the idea behind today was I think people see a business, and I guess quite a big business now. Mm. And I feel, you know, the social media is good because they can get you see us and everything, but they don't know where we came from. They don't know where we started and where we are now and what's the future and who's behind CMA and the team we have. And I feel, you know, it's hard because a lot of people just see CMA as a business. I mean, a lot of people know us and I think, you know, they love us. And But for those people that are new and don't know us, who are we? I guess is what this is about. And I think it's good when, particularly when people are building, you know, it's a lot of trust you put in a home builder. You know, you're going to spend $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 in a house and you're putting that money into your builder's hand that you got to trust.
Exactly.
And I feel that, you know, do you know who your builder is?
That's it. Do you know the owner of Metricon or whoever it may be?
Like, that's exactly right. Do you know the owner or do you know the key people in those businesses? Do you know where they came from? And
chances
most people
are,
don't.
Yeah.
And what we want to show is where we came from, what makes us different and the passion we have behind it. And I feel that once people see it,
they'll believe it.
They will believe it and they will get a much better idea of CMA and who we are.
That's it.
Yeah.
100%. Super keen. So I'll get a little bit further into it, but let's just jump off. So CMA, how did the name come about? You know, what does it stand for?
Yeah. And I don't even know if you know that, but we started at CMA Developments. Yep. That's how we started. Mm-hmm. And basically family business, my parents and I, which is where the letters come from, started CMA in 2009. Mm-hmm. Started very, very small. We did one house in the first year. Yes, one house. And the reason we only did one house is because we didn't have much and, you know, we started fresh and for us to make a little bit more money and to control the quality, we didn't know no tradies, we didn't know no subcontractors, we didn't know no one. Mm-hmm. We thought, you know, let's build a whole house by hand, just my dad and I.
Yeah. So I feel that's where a lot of your knowledge and your skill set came from is literally
100%
being on the front line.
100%. Yeah.
Building with your own hands. Yeah. And
for those that
house.
See, I've got builder's hands. I don't have keyboard hands. I've got builder's hands. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So
what were some of the jobs you were doing? Like,
literally, the first house we did, and then we slowly started to subcontract, but the first house we did, which was a lot of work, it was in North Lakes.
Yeah.
And we did absolutely the whole house, excluding the waterproofing, excluding the electrical, and excluding the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
literally everything else, only my dad and I did. Everything else.
That's crazy.
So from the slab to the framing to the roofing, like we did the roof, we did the gutters, we did the walls, we did the rendering, we did the painting, we did the tiling, we did the plastering, we did landscaping. What else? Like we did the kitchen, we did the, we built the whole staircase ourselves.
It's crazy. How did the house turn out?
Oh, great. I mean, we were
not to toot your own horn, but yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know, we were joking about it. I guess I'm a super pedantic type of guy and super OCD.
That's an
and it was the first house, so we didn't all know how strict are the rules here. Like, how close to the bench level do you have to be when you cut the block? And I was so pedantic that now we're joking about it and we're saying like, if there's a cyclone in North Lakes, it's going to be the only house standing because we just like,
built it like four
we just went overboard.
Yeah,
pretty much with everything, with the tie down of the house. Pretty much everything. The amount of screw was a steel frame. Mm-hmm. The amount of screws in the steel frame. Everything, we just went completely overboard because we just wanted to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first house. We're not going to risk it. We're going to do it as best as we can. And we're going to put in quite a bit of effort. So, yeah.
So, not only were you guys doing, like you and your dad were building the houses yourself, but all three of you, yourself, your dad and your mum, also doing all the other aspects of the business at the same time.
100%.
You were doing sales, you were doing all the accounts, you were doing everything.
And it was fine at first because obviously, you know, one house, you know, there's not much you really need to do, you know, because you've only got one house. But as we started to grow, and it was very slow growth, it really, like, I think second year we did two houses, not that much sort of better.
Mm-hmm.
But then the word of mouth just got out really, really quick and it just snowballed.
Yeah.
And
I think that's the best kind of...
Oh, word of mouth was massive, like massive. They could just see that we cared. They could just see that there's nobody building houses like us.
Yeah, yeah.
And the word of mouth got out there with the sales agent around, with the real estate agent and the land developers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it started to pretty much go good maybe after 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, cool.
Still... My dad and I and my mom.
So when did CMA get their first employee?
Oh, wow.
And more importantly, who was it?
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think who was. Well, I know Angelo was the first site supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a sales consultant before him. That helped us a little bit with the marketing side of things. Again, we didn't know nothing. And that's when we got that first house consultant is where, because we're getting that much contract demand, that's when we made the switch from CMA Developments to Homes by CMA.
Mm-hmm.
CMA Homes was already taken
by
Dodgy Bill or two.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked Homes by CMA. We all liked the name. It had Homes in it and it just sounded good. So at that point, which I think it was year 5 or year 6, that we made a switch and so that helped. But at the same time, that also meant more sales.
Yeah, that's it.
And also meant that I was still on my own doing, like people don't understand, but I was doing the site supervision.
Yeah.
I was still building a lot of stuff. Like, yes, we started to subcontract a few things, but I was still doing with my dad landscaping. We're doing fencing.
Drafting.
We were doing painting still in those houses. Mm-hmm. I was doing all the plans. And I don't mean like a concept plan. I mean, I was doing the full sets of plan.
That's insane.
The construction plan, which I basically learned off YouTube.
Yeah.
I was doing the estimating with my Excel spreadsheets. And I tell that joke all the time, which I had suppliers that were asking for a purchase order and I was like, what is a purchase order? But obviously you can't say that to the supplier because you're going to look like you're a small builder. And I'm shit. So I used to go on Google and YouTube and just Google purchase order. How does it look? And I just seen like a few photos. I go on my sort of Excel spreadsheet and just work out a sort of purchase order and send that through.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my Excel spreadsheets and I was doing council approval, color selections. Was doing that too.
See, this is the shit you can't teach, man. Like the only way you're ever going to know about this stuff is actually by doing it.
Oh, completely agree.
Learning from your mistakes, you know?
You know, I really don't think I'm a cocky guy, but I am extremely confident in my abilities in home building. And yes, we went through a lot of stuff like to get to where we are now, but I feel that's what makes me so good at what I do.
For sure, yeah.
And I feel that's why I'm so confident that I just know there's nobody of our size that is as good as me. Oh, sure. I just know, I'm confident about it. You can put them in front of me. I can build a full house on my own.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance they can. I can do the planes. I can do everything.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me so good. Yes, that also means that it took us a lot longer to grow this sort of business.
Of course, yeah.
Because most people had a lot of money and, you know, they employ staff and we just couldn't employ staff. How are you going to employ like someone if you don't have enough work?
That's it, yeah.
And also, but then, yeah, slowly we had that sales consultant. Then we had Angelo as a site supervisor. And then I employed Josh as the estimator. And I was so stressful. Oh, my God. You think about it, like I was doing all the purchase order and then there's a guy that comes in. And for those that don't know, Josh is bald and he's got heaps of tats everywhere.
Yeah.
And I love Josh as soon as I met him. Yeah. He's going to watch. He's going to be like, oh, my God. But Josh was great. Again, Josh was like me. He wasn't cocky.
Mm.
But he knew he was the best estimator.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said to me, I'm the best estimator. You will not find anyone as good as me. And I'm like, okay, all right, cool. But you could feel.
And not only did he also walked the talk, right?
Oh, like
he
backed that you shit could up. Feel. That's right. I could feel it wasn't cockiness. I could feel it was confidence.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference between confidence and cockiness.
That's it. He's probably crying right now listening to his compliments. He's like, thank you so much.
And then Josh trained Rick. And obviously Rick is quite amazing too.
Yeah.
Really amazing. So yeah.
Yeah.
Long story short. And then here we started to just grow the staff one by one.
Mm.
It was incredibly hard because I'm super passionate about my work. I'm super passionate about my business. And unfortunately, when you employ staff, not everybody's like that. And it takes a while to find people that are. And literally, I would say it probably took us, I would say, 9 years to have a good team.
Yeah.
I would say now, which we are at what, 13 years?
12 years. Like that, yeah.
Now we have a pretty epic team. But the amount of efforts and, you know, learning how to recruit and that's a whole different ballgame in its own. And people will bullshit things and, you know, say, yeah, I can do this, I can do that, but they just can't. And then for me, it's hard because I'm so passionate that you don't understand. This is my life.
Yeah,
it's not just a business. Like for you, it's just work. But for me, it's my business. Like you, you know, you hurt me when you hurt CMA.
I guess.
And it's the same for my clients. You know, point of view. Like those that know me, that know this. This is not just a business.
That's it.
This is my passion. This is what I love to do. So
it lives and breathes it.
I completely like. I love it. Like I absolutely love what I do. Yeah.
Literally one of the first here, always one of the last to leave.
Love it.
Always.
Yeah.
Like
And I couldn't pick any other job because I feel like...
except for maybe Formula One racer.
Yeah, Formula One driver, I would pick that.
That'd be pretty sick.
Or surgeon.
Yeah. I could see you as a surgeon.
I would have loved being a surgeon.
Very meticulous.
Yeah.
But no, awesome. So we're about halfway through the journey then. So 6 years into CMA.
Mm.
So then what happened next when you really started to know growth?
And also something to also... because again, people don't know where we came from, but literally the first... 6.5 years of CMA was 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Did not stop, did not have no holidays, 7 days a week, all the time. I was probably doing, you know, 14, 16 hour days.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
And I really just became to the point where I was becoming a bit of a machine, I guess. It was just work. But to me, you know, people were going out, people were doing this, my friends, and I'm like, this is my passion.
You're so focused.
I've got a goal. That's it. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I don't regret it because I love what I do. So to me.
And more importantly, look where you are now.
Oh, like, exactly right. Yeah. I mean, from where we came from to where we are now, like it's just mind blowing.
Hard work will pay off, right?
It definitely does. 100%. And the main thing that is definitely never give up because so many times we're like, shit, is this even worth it?
That's it.
And
a lot of people will give up and that's where, you know, they don't follow through and that's where a lot of things, you know, happen.
Whereas
those people who do keep on pushing and keep on going and keep on, you know, then they're going to succeed.
It's the same as what we're talking about. It's a whole different topic, but you're going to the gym or you're losing weight, you know, you don't see much much difference after 1, 2, 3, 4 months, but keep that consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And once you gain that momentum, things will start to go good. Yeah. And particularly if you do the right thing. We've always been about doing the right thing. We've never done anything dodgy. Done anything dodgy tax-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We just always do things by the book. And I really do believe that in the long term, which is where I want CMA to be, is a long-term business. Mm-hmm. I think we will be winning. While those people that take shortcuts might be ahead of us, but in the long run, it's not going to work. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I got to be able, that's what I say all the time, I got to be able to sleep well at night.
Yeah.
And I feel that to do everything right, I can sleep well at night. And to me, that's important.
And I think it's all of the stuff we've spoke about already now has helped CMA become where it is today because of the fact of when we go and do our site checks or we're on site with the tradies and that, if it's shit, Chris knows,
Chris
knows, and he's going to pull you up on it. If it's not to the quality of what CMA, holds itself to.
Every site supervisor that we have knows how pedantic I am.
Yeah.
And we have lost a lot of site supervisors over that.
Yeah.
I am not going to lie. You know, we've probably lost 5 or 6 supervisors because they just, you know, they just couldn't handle the level of quality I was after.
Yeah.
They're just just too picky and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, no, this is just how it should be.
This is the standard. Yeah.
You know, and if you're not happy, go and work somewhere else. And most of them went to work for other project builders, which, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got my standard and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to lower it because your standard is shit.
That's it.
So no, yeah.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I go back to it. So when did you really start to think that CMA was like starting to take off? Like that point where you're like, oh shit, we're onto something here. Like this is going to be big. Like how far in are we talking?
I don't know, to be honest. It's really hard. I mean, it's really, I guess I've always had the vision we would do well. Like at no point in the life of CMA did I think we're going to go bankrupt because in my head is I'm going to work as hard as it takes to make this happen.
Yeah.
And because I know how to do everything, I can cut all the overheads and somehow, no matter what happens, we'll make it work.
Yeah.
So I guess I was always confident that CMA was going to be here and always going to do well.
Yeah.
But in terms of, I guess, yeah.
Where was that point where it went from like, okay, we are no longer small builders?
Oh, it's hard. I'm probably going to say, to be honest, when we build this office.
Yeah.
I think that was a big switch, you know, going from the small office we had at Wheel Street.
Mm-hmm. So that was 3 years ago today?
Probably 4 years. 3, 4 years. Yeah. Yeah. 4 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a point where, yeah, we need a new office and just moving here just made everything better.
Mm-hmm.
Things escalated. We started to get more display homes. Again, word of mouth just went completely crazy because the more houses we were selling, and those houses were really good and people were just talking. So word of mouth, if you build 10 is great, but if you build 100 houses, all those people are going to be working and
it just spreads.
It just escalates so quick.
Which is good. It's
and
epic.
Yeah, and we did have a phase and I can't remember what year it was, but we pretty much tripled in sales.
Yeah, wow.
It was hard. There is no doubt it was hard. I was still working crazy hours and it's hard, you know, no matter how you look at it, when you get that much of a growth in sales, it's just hard to just cope. And
so what did you do to combat that?
We were just working like psychopath. And I mean, I have to thank Angelo too, because he was sticking by and like, to be honest, he should have quit because we just had that much work. I mean, wow. And I guess, you know, we could see that stuff that's been with us, like Angelo, Josh, and all that stuff, you know, were just sticking by us. They were passionate about CMA. They were loving it. And I think that's what's made us push through.
Yeah.
And we've learned so much. Like when we triple in size, you know, you just got no idea about the cash flow. And, you know, you just realize you haven't got much money into the account. And then you're like, shit. So, you know, you got to make sure you're invoicing because we weren't that good with invoicing. And it's just, you just learn so much. So we've learned so much, not in terms of construction, in building, but we learned so much in terms of us of account, growing a business, cash flow, the whole thing. It's just, the learning curve has been massive, massive.
So what do you think has been then the hardest part of this entire journey thus far?
I would definitely say that the hardest part is staff. stuff because it's just, again, I am just so passionate about what I do that it's just hard when people aren't as passionate as me.
Yeah.
I just assume people are going to be, and I just assume that you should know what you do, and that's not how we work. So you got to come up with procedures for stuff, and you got to come up with this. And now I don't hire based on the knowledge you necessarily have, because it's good, but it's not as important as the culture and your mindset.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think people that are keen to learn and people that you know, you feel passion, I think those are the people that I'm going to hire, as opposed to someone has been drafting for 60 years and I'm the best draftee of all time, and they're so set in the ways they do things, and they're really, for them it's just a job. And I try to hire people that for them this is not just a job, because I think that the passion will carry through, and you can see it in the office upstairs. Like, it's just we got a super passionate team, like the vibe is so good, and
team's the best.
Team is the best. And I think just imagine if we had to work with a shit team that just wouldn't be passionate, like I wouldn't even enjoy it, because I got so much passion that,
agreed. So let's fast forward a little bit then, and let's take us up probably within the last, what would you say, year now, where it's gone up even again, you know, with the implementation of the grant, you've got new staff. Did you just want to talk a little bit about that time? And then we'll talk about the future.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess a turning point that I can think of, to be honest, was probably when we hired you. I think it was a big turning point because, again, you know, you think, all right, is it worth it? You know, is there, how is it going to work? Marketing, like, we don't really want to do marketing, but we want to do social media, but I don't have time to film everything. Like, how do we make it work? And then I thought, fuck, let's just put an ad and see who comes along. And you came along, and I thought, fuck, he's got the passion. I'm like, let's do it. And then from that point, social media, we started going hard. And, you know, getting people to see the back of CMA and the CMA TV our content. And I feel like I've grown so much as a person too, in terms of my knowledge. My knowledge in home building and drafting everything was always really good, but my knowledge in terms of designs and everything wasn't that great. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't that great, but I've learned so much about it that now, again, I'm very confident in home building, but now I'm very confident in design. In terms of facades, in terms of some interiors, I feel so confident that I've just learned so much, and I'm
for sure
I'm keeping learning. So yeah, that point I think it's been a switch where
100%. Like, honestly, it's definitely obviously been one of the best jobs I've ever had, and still is. And like, I'm, like you said, I'm extremely passionate, and I'm very excited every day to like come to work. I'm not sitting there rolling my eyes when Monday comes around. I'm keen to come here, create more stuff, and just keep taking it to the next level every time.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I feel one thing that we have in common is that we both love pushing the limit and keep on,
for sure,
you know, improving ourselves and in every aspect. And that's one of the best aspects of the business, and watching it grow and everything like that. It's been really, really cool.
Yeah, and that turning point too was also really turning CMA from a business to really a brand. I think, again, we haven't done much marketing except from that, but the whole purpose of the marketing we do is to turn it into a brand.
That's it. Yeah.
I think, you know, we've got such a great team and great sort of people that we want everybody to know that CMA is the best of what we do.
That's it. Yeah. We always like to say we want to try and be, or we are going to be, or if not starting to be, the Apple of the home building world. We don't want to do promotions and sit there and everything like that. Our brand and our quality service experience speaks for itself. Yeah.
We talked about it so many times with our promotion bullshit, and we're like, we're just not going to do it. Like, we're not going to do the free pools. We're not going to do the free doctor days. We're not going to do the, I don't know, like I've seen the one on free $69,000 off or whatever the shit is. And like, just stop, like, just stop. So we're not going to fall into that. We want to build CMA and should be building the best brand. And we've got big plans. We got big plans that I don't know if we're going to reveal that today or not, but maybe a little hint.
So yeah, let's get into that. So obviously CMA has come so far. We have got so much planned for the foreseeable future. Yeah, I don't know how much you want to go into, but we definitely want to take CMA up another notch again, right?
That's it. I guess I love what I do. We're going to come back to that again. And because I love what I do, I love challenging builds.
Yeah.
And we feel that there's a gap in the market for higher-end home builders that don't charge the ridiculous pricing that those builders charge, but offer a really good product and
a really good service.
And a really good service. And I can't remember what Josh was saying, but he had such a good...
I know, he had such a good little tagline.
I'm just going to grab it. So I'm just going to grab it because it's that good.
Yeah.
Josh said as a catch line, a series of homes and finishes never seen before.
There you go.
And I love that.
It's so good, right?
I love that because I feel like we always aim for perfection.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when it comes to the budgets and everything we have to charge, you know, we can get close to perfection, but we can't get to perfection. And I want to build houses too that we are able to charge the amount that would mean that we could get to perfection.
100%.
And I felt that would just be so satisfying as a home builder. Like,
right?
For
like the projects you get to work on.
Oh, for sure. And incredible. Like, don't get me wrong, I love all the houses we do. Like, we still try to attend, and we have been nearly, I think, attending every single handover.
Yeah.
I would say maybe out of hundreds, we've probably missed five, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But we've been to every single house, we check everything, and I feel again that, you know, nobody does that. And that's the thing about CMA that we want. We want to do things that nobody does. We want to be different.
Mm.
We want to have, you know, that younger team that's vibrant and positive and passionate and trying to go, you know, and do great houses. And yes, we don't have to do the things we do, but we do them, you know, because we love it.
That's it. Yeah.
And I think like we don't have to like attend handovers.
No.
I don't have to go there. I can just be like in the office and getting more sales. But
that's it.
I feel that then you lose the whole point of CMA.
Yeah.
And what's, you know, those three letters.
They mean something.
They mean something. And reputation is so important that you.
Oh, my.
And reputation is so important. I think we could. I was going to say we should leave that in the podcast because that's our 450 Instagram upload, for those that don't know.
That's it, our daily reminder.
Our daily reminder to upload on Instagram because sometimes we get so caught up that we forget.
That's it.
So this is the daily reminder.
Also, I better go and upload.
But yeah, that's long story short. And I don't know if we got anything else, but we've, you know, based on... based on the HIA things too now, we pretty much have become a major builder.
That's another thing, yeah. So this was the first year where we applied as we are officially classified as a large builder. So we play with the big boys. We are one of the big boys now. And more importantly, things to look forward to in the future that we can tell you about is little things like we are working on the merch range. We're looking on increasing our social media once again, and we're looking to have as much informative content that is dedicated to helping you with your new home build journey or whatever it may be. And yeah, it's really exciting. And we hope our goal, hey, is just to sort of develop CMA into a brand that is trusted and respected within the industry.
Yeah, and get that team behind it so that I really do hope that people see that. I know it's hard because I guess a lot of people don't necessarily want to be filmed, but I wish we could show the whole team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got such a good team. And that's one of the reasons we are here where we are now.
That's it.
Is because of that team. I could have never done it on my own because...
You got almost up to 40 staff working behind the scenes day in, day out.
That's it.
To ensure all of these things run smoothly throughout the entire business. And it's great. Like,
now we definitely have the best team of all time.
100%.
I mean, you know, like, it's like, I feel... It's like a basketball team, but we got the best team.
Yeah.
We are winning the championship.
And Chris likes to think he's MJ.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll try to be, but yeah.
Take the team every time. Yeah. No,
but you know, and that's my job, I feel. My job at CMA, you know, is not just to do the handovers and all that, but it's also to carry the passion to everybody that works here.
That's it, the passion, the motivation, the encouragement.
That's exactly right,
you know, and more importantly, the advice as well. You know, Chris, like he said, he's done everything. So then any tips or tricks in that, whether it is like he's always going to try and pass that knowledge on and help you to be the best you can be.
And that's what makes us different too. I feel no matter how you look at a business, I feel when the owner is hands-on, that business changes.
Yep,
I mean, and even if it's a big business, it can still remain the same because we're quite large now, but I feel the vibe and what we do still remains at the core the same.
Yeah.
And I feel that this is one thing we don't want to lose.
Agreed.
Because I think once you lose that, then you don't enjoy what you do and the stuff just becomes disconnected to the business.
Agreed. Hence why, you know, like you said, you play such a big role in everything in the business.
Oh, 100%.
And that's why he's at the front face in the social media. That's why he is attending handovers personally and doing all of those things is to keep that personal touch there.
Yeah. And the thing is like, all right, you can see a report about how good the house is and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we get there. We actually check the house ourselves.
Yeah.
We help the site supervisors.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like, It's just so much more interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so much more interesting instead of, I bet you ask most of those guys, they wouldn't even know who the site supervisors are.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't have a clue. Oh, he's working for us. Oh, that's great. I've never seen him like before. I feel, you know, I love my team. Mm. I want to know them too. Mm-hmm. I want to know how I can help them improve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important to stay. I know they say, you know, you got to work on your business and blah, blah, blah. But, you also have to stay connected. I feel if you get disconnected to your business, I think it's hard to actually grow your business and have as best of a customer service as you can.
Yeah,
for sure. And that's why I always want to stay connected.
Yeah. 100%.
And that's been from the start, like we grew and we grew and we grew and we grew again. And now to where we are now, where we got, you know, this massive office and the display homes and all the stuff and all those things that we have, which was so much hard work. And I could just decide, you know, I'm going to step away, but if anything, I want to get more involved. Like, I want to love what I do. So I want to get started on some luxury homes so that, I can get on the tools a little bit and, you know, love
and
what I do.
And he will.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will. Yeah,
it's very, very cool. And I feel like a lot of people respect that a lot more as well when the director and the CEO is still very much hands-on.
I agree. I definitely, like when I buy from a business, you definitely have more respect for that business when you see that.
Yeah.
And particularly like, you know, we see that when we deal with suppliers and all this and you can have two type of suppliers or companies you sort of deal with. One, you know, you deal with someone and they just want to sell you something and it's like, deal with someone, I'm not going to name them, but we saw them even just today.
Yeah.
Super passionate about the business. Like
they're
not here to sell you something because they believe in the product so much.
That's it. Yeah.
And it's like, this is how it should be. Like,
right?
but unfortunately you don't get that too much nowadays. And I feel that that's what we want to carry across. And that's why the social media is so good because we want to carry across the passion we have for it.
That's it.
So yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think you hit the nail on the head. Before we wrap this up, I just wanted to touch on, so what is the goal?
Oh.
What's end goal? What is the championship series looking like for MJ?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
What's it?
I guess with me, it's definitely being the best.
Yeah.
Not just in terms of myself, and we talk about improving, you know, yourself and everything, and you know that's quite important.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's being the best in terms of business. I want clients, I want tradies, and I want the other billers to just know that you just can't get close to CMA. Because they are just the best at what they do.
Yeah.
I want people from the other builders who want to work with, who want to build with us.
Yeah.
Because they know we have the best product and we know this is happening already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what I really want because that's what, you know, the money is one thing and this is one thing and being number one is one thing, but this is what's going to fulfill me best, I guess. I think as a person.
Yeah.
And it's what's going to, bring me joy, things, I guess. This is what's going to make me happy.
Yeah. Those other things, they don't, like you said, they don't fulfill you.
No, that's it. And everybody knows, like, I don't look at the money. I don't care about the money. My dad doesn't care about the money. And we just don't care. Like, it's there. And I just want to know that it's in the positive.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's a good
because
start.
I got so many stuff to sort of, to feed, I guess. But, it's certainly not the sort of motivator behind it. And Yeah, because I think I just want to be a fulfilled as a person. I think that for me to do that, it's just about the passion, about being the best at what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're just competitive as well. You just want to be number one.
Well, at the same time, I do want to be number one.
But rightly so as well, right?
But like, yeah, number one will happen if we get all the right key stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that place, takes time. So yes, we might not be number one in the short term, but I really still believe that at some point we'll be number one.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no doubt for about sure. it.
Nah, we got
and
this.
That's going to fulfill me so much too. Like, not only we're the best, but we're also number one. Holy
that's
shit.
That's it. No, yeah, 100%, 100%. Mm. Is there anything else you wanted to include? Is there anything else you
know? I guess, you know, that's about it, I guess. It's just, you know, showing clients and showing everyone that, you know, there's people behind CMA and there's, it's not just machines and whatever. There's people, there's a lot of tradies, there's a lot of subbies that have been with us for years.
Yeah.
Some of them know where we started and how hard we worked to come here, to be here. And so, this is just a really quick, and this is only like 38 minutes, but there's so much more. There's so much more of hard work, but you can only say so much in a podcast and you can only, believe me, like the stuff we've been through and the shit we've been through to be where we are today.
Yeah.
I don't wish on my worst enemy. It was just so much work and so much effort and, you know, so many people let you down and so many times you want to give up, but I think the passion I have always made me want to go like further. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't for that, I would have definitely given up a long time ago because like, and particularly because, you know, like literally the first 6 years of business, we literally made no money. Like it was just about reinvesting in a business, trying to get an office, trying to get this, finally having a display home. And you know, you really are doing it and you're thinking, is this even worth it? Well, I could be working for someone, you know, and make more, I guess. But so I hope this gives a bit of an insight into CMA, who we are, what we stand for. And I hope they see that, we're super passionate about what we do.
That's it. Hopefully they understand.
And you can't fake this.
Oh yeah,
you certainly can't fake it. And
look at that smile on his face.
You can't fake it. And I just know, I just know we are the best. And
I'm confident we're gonna kill it. Honestly, I'm.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I'm excited to see where it goes. On that note, let's get out of here, eh?
Let's do it.
All right.
We got an upload to do.
That's it. See you next time, guys. Bye. See ya.